Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Our next guest, 7th District Congressman Mark Schauer, joins us. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jack. How are you?
I am fine, and you must be happy with some recent poll numbers, but as you know, there's a long time to go between now and Election Day.
You know, the only poll that matters is the one on Election Day, and, you know, it means that people are comparison shopping. They're seeing the vast differences between Tim Walberg and me, and I think some of it they saw at the two televised debates. You know, that Tim Walberg is really out of the mainstream. And when it comes to basic economics, like fighting for the auto industry, fighting for fair trade, for our jobs here, or, you know, protecting the basic promises of Social Security and Medicare, you know, it's just the choice is very clear this year.
What did those debates prove, Mark?
Well, I think they proved that, you know, in two of the debates, there was one non-televised, but two of them started out talking about the automobile industry. And, you know, GM is Lansing's largest employer, a huge employer in the district, and Tim Walberg still could not bring himself to say that he supported the federal government's help of the auto industry in all of those manufacturing jobs. And what's ironic is on the day of the second televised debate, which was just on Wednesday of this week, GM announced the investment of another $35 million into the Lansing Delta Township Assembly Plant right in the heart of the district. And, you know, Tim Walberg would rather stick with his ideology that is completely broken, that, you know, supports failed trade policies and would have left GM and Chrysler to completely liquidate and lose all of those jobs. He'd rather stick to that ideology than be on the side of Michigan workers. And I just think that's wrong. I think that's out of touch with, you know, what people expect from their leaders. And look, I understand that people aren't going to agree with me on every issue. You know, I have 660,000 bosses, but they can count on me to go to bat for jobs, for our jobs, for an industry that I want to make sure has a future in Michigan.
Well, there's a very sharp division in this race. I don't think anyone can say the candidates are so much alike. And there's been a lot of discussion about the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, better known as stimulus. And then we see that Tim Walberg's talking about his son getting work because of the stimulus bill.
Well, it's not an issue I've ever raised because I don't want to bring, you know, family into this. But, you know, he said that apparently quite regularly out on the campaign trail. I just read about it being reported today. You know, the Recovery Act, what it did, and this was according to a Republican economist, it prevented a second Great Depression. I mean, we were, you know, when I took office, our economy was shedding almost 800,000 jobs a month in a total free fall. And nobody, including myself, promised that this was, you know, the only answer. But it did what it intended to do. It stopped the free fall. It stopped the possibility of a second Great Depression. And, you know, it's helped manufacturing in Michigan.
I mean, Tim Walberg said that you promised jobs would be coming to this area as a result of the stimulus that haven't shown up yet. Is that
well,
fair?
Let's be clear. 70,000 jobs were created as a result of the Recovery Act. I mean, we are nowhere near where we need to be, but the private sector has created jobs for the last 9 consecutive months. And Tim Walberg doesn't like to talk about what happened when he was in Congress. I mean, the unemployment rate almost doubled in our area during his 2 years in office. It's been, you know, it kind of spiked upward, a continuation of the free fall that we were in, but it's gradually come down, and it's about where it was when I took office. So we have, the question is, are we going to go backwards? And Tim Walberg has said we need to return to the Bush era economic policies. Are we going to go backwards, or are we going to go forward and continue to see and continue to fight for manufacturing jobs, continue to fight for the renewable energy jobs, you know, continue to, you know, invest in education? I mean, that's an issue that, Jack, doesn't get talked about much, but Tim Walberg says he wants to shut down, eliminate the Department of Education, says there's no place for the federal government in education. I mean, China is graduating more English-speaking engineers per year than we do in the United States of America. And we need to invest in, you know, having the best workforce, the people that are inventing the technologies of tomorrow. And then we've got to have fair trade policies that will give us a chance to build those things, manufacture those things in America. And I don't find anyone else in my district besides Tim Walberg that says we're getting jobs back from China, that NAFTA has been good for us here. So, you know, I want to repeal NAFTA. You know, I'm fighting for fair trade. And, you know, here, I've mentioned this a couple of times in the debates and beyond, that in this bill that I voted for, along with every member of Michigan's congressional delegation, including all Republicans, voted to get tough on China by labeling them a currency manipulator. Okay, Tim Walberg says that would be punitive. That would cost us jobs. So he was out of step with every Republican member of Michigan's congressional delegation. So he just cannot be trusted when it comes to our economy, when it comes to protecting Social Security, when it comes to protecting Medicare, investing in things like education. And you know, and one of the questioners in the final debate asked Tim Walberg about his sort of his continuing to his fixation on you know, having the president present his birth certificate. I mean, that kind of nonsense will not create one single job in Michigan. Tim Walberg has his eye off the ball. I am completely focused on rebuilding our economy.
Our guest, Mark Schauer, 7th District Congressman running for re-election, round three against Tim Walberg, rather, in this election.
This is his fourth time. This is his fourth time running for this job.
Fourth time for this job. We have talked about China a great deal, and a lot of people have pointed to China as being the problem or part of the problem. But we have seen a number of elected officials, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, making diplomatic missions to China, knowing that there is investment there that is going to come to the United States somewhere. And I can tell you, having been there for 16 days last spring, that they're looking for the right opportunities. Would you take it upon yourself to represent the 7th District on a mission to China and try to solve some of the problems that you find so acute?
I would go to China in a minute to fight for our jobs here and press China on its currency manipulation policies. That's why the House, in a broad bipartisan way, voted, passed a bill to label China a currency manipulator. I would go to China in a minute to press them on signing something called the Government Procurement Agreement. That's they when they joined the World Trade Organization, they refused to sign that document. And what it's, I've introduced a bill to take them on over that failure. What they're doing is blocking our companies from doing business with their government, while our government is allowing China's companies to do business with it, spending our tax dollars to create jobs in China. And so I would go in a minute to fight for our jobs and our manufacturing.
China is clearly going to come to the United States, and they are going to have a presence here. Would you fight for some of those jobs to be located in the 7th District?
Oh, of course. I mean, I have always supported foreign investments. I mean, there are a number of many foreign-based companies in my district. In fact, I'm in Saline right now. I was at the Saline Chamber of Commerce Business Awards dinner last night, and there's a company called Liebherr, which is a German company that has created over 200 jobs in Saline, some in advanced automated technology, some in aviation and aerospace. So, look, we want to create good jobs here, but what we can't see is at the same time policies from other countries costing us jobs, on the other hand. So we've got to look at both sides of the equation. And you know, I'm on the President's Export Council and support the goal of creating 2 million new jobs through exports. But we can't lose 2 million plus jobs on the other side of the equation through unfair trade practices like NAFTA, China's currency manipulation, and so forth.
Mark, Bill Clinton will be here Sunday campaigning in the Detroit area. And, of course, it was under his administration that a lot of the trade policies were enacted. What would you tell him about NAFTA?
It's been a failure, that it's cost the state of Michigan tens of thousands of manufacturing jobs, that it was a mistake. But what I think Bill Clinton can talk about with great credibility in Michigan is more broadly is about the economic growth that occurred during his administration and the budget surpluses that were results of that economy and responsible tools like the pay-as-you-go law that's been now reinstituted by this president and this Congress that Tim Walberg opposed, by the way. So,
right.
You know, there's a very stark contrast from the economy in the Clinton years versus the economy in the Bush years, and I think that's what he's going to talk about in part. But he's going to talk about the importance of moving this country forward and investing in our economy and making sure we invest in things like education to grow a very, very strong competitive economy.
Last question. We have about a minute left, and you mentioned being at the Chamber of Commerce. I have seen now the Battle Creek Chamber of Commerce endorsing you. This is the third Chamber of Commerce that had endorsed Tim Walberg previously in other elections that has now come over to you.
Right.
What does this say? We don't see a lot of Chamber of Commerce endorsements of Democrats.
Well, what it shows is these business groups saw Tim Walberg in Congress for 2 years. They've seen me in Congress for 2 years. And they've seen that they can count on me to fight for small businesses. They can count on me to fight for Michigan jobs and Michigan companies. And, you know, I'm the candidate here that has a vision for economic growth here in Michigan. So it was a clean sweep, and they made the choice, and I hope other voters take note of that.
Mark Schauer, 7th District Congressman, our guest. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll talk
great,
with you soon.
Great, you too. Thanks, Jack.
All right.
Bye.
We'll be right back. Bill Krieger, Iraq War veteran, and he has had a foreclosure nightmare. He's going to tell us about that and much, much more coming up on Ebling & You.